This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يلقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. صل اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميامين. أما بعد، جماعة المسلمين، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. واعلموا أنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وأن الله عنده أجر عظيم. وقال تعالى: إنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة والله عنده أجر عظيم. صدق الله العظيم. First of all, محرم مبارك، كل عام وأنتم بخير، بالصحة والسلامة والعافية والكرامة. اللهم أهله علينا باليمن والبركة وبالسلامة والإسلام والبركة يا رب العالمين. الله سبحانه وتعالى grant 1446 to be a year of الاصطلاح أو الإصلاح في ديننا، reformation of our deen, return to Allah سبحانه وتعالى، التوبة الدائمة المستمرة، perpetual repenting and returning to Allah سبحانه وتعالى، and that Allah سبحانه وتعالى forgive us for our shortcomings and make us of the muttaqin. Amin ya Rabbil Alameen. Today I'm not going to be speaking about Muharram. Inshallah, just a reminder. I think Wednesday will be the 10th, is that right? Wednesday will be the 10th of Muharram, inshallah. Don't forget to fast Yawm Ashura. أحتسب على الله أن يكفر السنة التي قبلها. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the one that fasts the 10th day of Muharram. And of course he said, if I am to live to the next year, then I will fast the 9th and the 10th. Khalif al-Yahud, he said, be different to the Jews, fast the 9th and the 10th. But if you can't, even if you just fast the 10th, even if you just fast the 10th, the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I expect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive the past year's sins. As-saghair, of course, the minor ones automatically, and the major ones with tawbah. So just a reminder to fast Yawm Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The topic for today, in continuation of our hadith of the seven people, سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ تَحْتَ ظِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ظِلَّ إِلَّا ظِلُّهُ. Al-Imam Al-Adil. And yesterday last week we did وَرَجُلَانِ تَحَابَ فِي اللَّهِ جَتَمَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. We said we're not going to follow the sequence because they, in different riwayat, in different narrations, they come in different sequences. So we first spoke about the just leader, then we spoke about the two Muslims that come together, two brothers or two sisters, express love, except if it's husband and wife, of course, you know, or mother and son, etc., etc., and express love for each other for the sake of Allah, and they part on that love. They too will be called to come and rest in the shade of Allah on the day when there is no shade except His shade. And now for our first Jumu'ah of 1446 in the sacred month. منها أربعة حرم. Of the 12 years, of the 12 lunar months of the year, four of them are sacred: Muharram, Rajab, Dhul Qa'da, and Dhul Hijjah. فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't oppress yourselves therein. So in other words, we must be cautious and mindful in terms of shielding ourselves from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right throughout the year, but especially in the sacred months. So for our first khutbah of 1446 in the month of Muharram, one of the four sacred months of the lunar calendar, we are going to, inshallah ta'ala, we're going to gift this khutbah to who? Ila shabab. We're going to gift it to the youth. The youth. And so our third category of people that will be called out to, you know, those that are not youth anymore, and you can be the judge of yourself. You might think, hey, we missed that one. We missed that one. Ya layta shabab yaudu ghadan fayukhbiruhu bima sana' al-mashibu. The poet says, if only my youth could return. If only my youth could return. And then I would tell it what old age did to it. But so if we missed out on that one, alhamdulillah, we have six other categories that we can implement, inshallah ta'ala, and be part of. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So the third category, or the third type of person that will be called out to on the day of Qiyamah, when the sun comes so close to the earth that some people will even be drowning in their sweat, and then those seven types of people will be called to rest in the shade of Allah on the day when there is no shade except His shade. Category number three that we are speaking about today, وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. A person that has spent their youth in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this khutbah, we gift this to the youth. If you are a young person, and you know, ulama, there's difference of opinion as to, you know, what is regarded as a youth, but at least till the age of 40. At least till the age of 40, you are still considered to be a youth. And so this khutbah is for all the youth today, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And for those who have the responsibility of raising youth. Those who have the responsibility of guiding youth. Those who have the responsibility of inspiring youth. This is for all of us, Jamaat Muslims. So the third category, وَشَابٌ نَشَأَ فِي عِبَادَةِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. A person that grew up in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's why when I opened the khutbah, I quoted two verses from the Holy Quran. The first one was from Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 28. Surah Al-Anfal, verse number 28. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وَعْلَمُوا. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever says وَعْلَمُوا, that you must know something, unless He wants you to know it with absolute certainty. That this is a given. You know, when it comes to knowledge, 0%, what do we call that? Jahal, ignorance. 1% to 49%, what do we call that? Waham, illusion. 50%, what do we call that? We call that shak, doubt, neither here nor there. 51% to 99%, what do we call that? Dhan, speculation. And 100% ilm, that is yaqeen, certainty. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa'lamu, just like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, fa'lam annahu la ilaha illallah, that you must know that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah. That's why taqleed in aqeedah is la yajuz. It's not permissible to be a blind follower in faith. In faith, in belief. You must believe on your own. You can't just believe because your parents believed, or your grandparents believed, or your ancestors believed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that we have to believe on our own with certainty that there is none worthy of worship but Him. Fa'lam. Likewise, wa'lamu. And know this for certain. Annama, that. Amwalukum, that your wealth. Wa awladukum, and your children. Fitna. Fitna. Nikab sa fitnani. You know, we have this colloquial word that we use. Allah fitna alviya, meaning they're gossiping. Okay, that's not what it actually means. If we translate the word from Arabic to English. Yes, gossiping is going to perhaps create a fitna. Oh, certainly it is. It is a fitna in itself. Gossiping is a great trial and a tribulation and a calamity for the community.
But in essence, it doesn't mean gossip. In essence, what fitna means, that's what the Arabs say, فَتَنْتُ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ بِالنَّارِ. I tested the gold and the silver with the fire. You want to check if it's real gold? You want to check if it's real silver? Expose it to fire. That is the test, the fitna. فَتَنْتُ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ بِالنَّارِ. So the poet says, سَبَقْنَاهُ نَحْسَبُهُ لُجَيْنَا فَأَبْدَى الْكِيرُ أَنْ خَبَثِ الْحَدِيدِ. We thought it was a piece of silver. We thought it was a piece of silver. But what happened? When we exposed it to the fire exposed the impurities of the metal. So wealth and children is one of the greatest trials and tests to see what we are made of. Are we true believers? أَنَحْنُ مُؤْمِنُونَ أَنَحْنُ مُسْلِمُونَ. Are we truly submitting and surrendering to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One of the two main tests, Allah tests us with our wealth and tests us with our children. Now, why do you think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first speaks about wealth? Do people love money more than they love their children? Is that why? Some do. A'udhu billah. We seek refuge in Allah from being of those people. But I mean, come on. Generally speaking, if you go into, Gumtree. If you go on Gumtree or Facebook Marketplace, how many adverts do you see people selling their children? Yes, we know that happens on the black market. We know that happens with a'yadu billah, human trafficking, etc., etc. But that is minuscule. The percentage of evil people on this earth, the percentage of evil people on this earth that would go to that length of even selling their children, that percentage is minuscule compared to the overwhelming large majority. And of course, we give the benefit of the doubt that people wouldn't sell, ordinary people, most of human beings wouldn't sell their children for all the money in the world. Correct? I hope so. So, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then first speak about money? I reflected on this, and this is just a khatira. I'm not giving you a tafsir here. I'm giving you what we call khatiratun min khawatiri. Just a thought that I was pondering, why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention the trial of money before He mentions the trial of children? Perhaps, and I underline the word, perhaps. Perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is first mentioning the trial of wealth before the trial of children, because if we don't pass the trial of our wealth, we won't pass the trial of our children. You know why? Because we'll be too busy chasing after the wealth. To worry what our children are being exposed to. To worry who's raising our children, who's guiding our children, who's educating our children, who's inspiring our children. Why? Because all we can worry about is paisa, 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 paisa. And if that's the case, then we failed. We have failed that responsibility. We have broken that trust, that amana, because children are an amana from Allah. Children are a trust. Allah has entrusted those children to our care. And when I say our, I'm going to be more specific. To us as men. Allah make us true men. Not just males. There's a difference. When you get al-dhukur, when you get al-rijal. وَمِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَهَدُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. From amongst the believers are true men that have fulfilled their covenant with Allah. They sold their souls and their wealth and they gave everything. فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. To the degree they were even prepared to die in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those are rijal. Like the rijal of Gaza. Qita' al-Izza. We're calling it now the strip of honor. Izzah, honor in Gaza. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant victory to the Muslimin over all the enemies. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So, the trial of children cannot be passed unless we first pass the trial of wealth. And to know that, and that's why the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, نفث الروح في الروع نفث الروح الروح في روعي الروح جبريل عليه الصلاة والسلام. That he literally means Gabriel inspired me. Jibril alayhi salam inspired me. أن النفس لن تموت حتى تستكمل رزقها وإن أبطأ عنها. Said that a person will never die until they've used up all their rizq. Even if it comes slowly to them. Even if it comes slowly. فاتقوا الله وأجملوا في الطلب. So fear Allah in the seeking of your sustenance, in the seeking of your wealth, and seek it in a beautiful way. Because, like the poet says, لا تعجلن فليس الرزق بالعجل الرزق مكتوب في اللوح مع الأجل فلو صبرنا لكان الرزق يطلبنا ولكن خلق الإنسان من عجل. Say, don't be hasty when it comes to paisa, when it comes to fulus, when it comes to rizq. Because rizq is not attained with haste. Says, rizq is written in the lawh al-mahfuz, along with your appointed time of death. فَلَوْ صَبَرْنَا. So if we just had to be patient, لَكَانَ الرِّزْقُ يَطْلُبُنَا. Our rizq will actually come looking for us. وَلَكِنْ خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ عَجَلِ. But mankind has been created with haste. Always in such a hurry. Bucks, 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 bucks. You know, subhanAllah, you won't believe me. This is what happened to me. One of my first great tests after I embraced Islam. I went with my sister's husband. I had to go and go with him to somebody's house. And I was literally a Muslim for literally a couple of months. And this, the father of my brother-in-law then, the father of his friend, said to me, "What do you want to worry about religion? What's this, you know, you becoming Muslim, worried about religion? My boy, bucks, 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 bucks. You must just make money. And then you must just spend that money and enjoy your life because you only live once." Alhamdulillah. I literally asked him, I said, "Please, just take me to the nearest masjid and leave me there." Alhamdulillah, Allah saved me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect us all and not take us from this world except with the kalima of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So life is not about bucks, 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 bucks. What did the Prophet say, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? لو توكلتم على الله حق توكلي لرزقكم كما يرزق الطير يغدو خماصا ويروح بطانا. If you truly had to put your trust in Allah, then Allah would sustain you like it sustains a bird. It leaves its nest in the morning with an empty stomach, and it comes home with a full stomach. Do you see the bird? In the old days, you call it a Rolodex. You know? Today, it's your iPhone or your Samsung or whatever the case might be. You know, your daily planner. I've got this appointment, that business meeting. I need to go make that sale. La wallah. In Islam, we take with the asbab, we take with the causes, and we put our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why the Prophet said, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. Fear Allah therein in your quest for attaining lawful sustenance. Fear Allah. الْحَرَامُ لَا يَدُومُ وَإِنْ دَامَ لَا يَنْفَعُ. Why? Because that which is unlawful will never last, and if it lasts, it'll never benefit. That's why qana'ah is so important. I mean, I'm speaking about this for a reason. I'm not going off on a tangent yet. Before we even get to the trial of children, we have to pass this trial of wealth. Otherwise, we're not going to get busy with raising our children. Somebody else is going to raise them for us. And perhaps mislead them and misguide them. So we have to pass this trial of wealth. And you know what is the secret ingredient? Well, it's no secret. But this is the key. It is called qana'ah. Qana'ah. What is qana'ah? Contentment. Contentment. هي القناعة فاحفظها تكن بها ملكا ولو لم تكن لك إلا راحة البدن وكم من ملك جمع الدنيا بأجمعها فما راح منها بغير القطن والكفن. It is contentment. If you have it, you'll be a king. You'll be a king. With what? With a Rolls Royce? With a Bentley? With a Rolex? No, with contentment. Even if you only possess your health. Allahu Akbar.
And what is health? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us grateful for our health. Allah grant us good health and long life in His obedience. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. As-sihhatu tajun ala ra'us al-asihha la yaraha illa al-marda. Health is a crown on the heads of the healthy, which only the sick people can see. Health is a crown on the heads of the healthy, which only the sick people can see.
So it is contentment. If you have it, you'll be like a king, even if you only possess your health. And how many kings of this world have gathered up the material possessions of this world?
Bucks, 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 bucks.
Fulus, paisa, miran, khelt. But they haven't left this world except with a burial shroud and some cotton wool. That's all they're getting. And a bit of what they call it, what's that? Camp camphor. A bit of, you know, nice fragrance. Don't know how long it's going to last in the qabr. Last long? Inshallah. Jamaat al-Muslimin, contentment. Because if we are contented, like in that hadith Qudsi, when our beloved Prophet ﷺ narrated that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, in fact this hadith Qudsi, some say it is an athar Qudsi, narrated by Ka'b al-Ahbar, the Tabi'i. And in this hadith Qudsi, or this athar Qudsi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَبِعِزَّةِ وَجَلَالِ إِنْ رَضِيتَ بِمَا قَسَمْتُهُ لَكَ أَرَحْتُ قَلْبَكَ وَبَدَنَكَ وَكُنْتَ عِنْدِي مَحْمُودًا وَإِنْ لَمْ تَرْضَى بِمَا قَسَمْتُهُ لَكَ لَأُسَلِّطَنَّ عَلَيْكَ الدُّنْيَا تَرْكُدُ فِيهَا رَقِّ الْوُحُوشُ فِي الْبَرِّيَّةِ ثم لا يكون إلا ما قسمته لك وكنت عندي مذموما.
Oh mankind, if you are satisfied with what I've put out for you, I will bring peace to your body. In other words, I will see to all your physical needs and to your heart. You'll be contented.
And you will be praiseworthy by me. But if you are not satisfied with what I've put out for you, then I will unleash the dunya on you.
That sounds scary, eh?
I will let loose the dunya upon you. And you will run around in the dunya in this world like an animal that runs around in the wild. And then you will still only get what I've put out for you.
So, when it comes to rizq, we leave our homes in the morning. We go out there, seeking our lawful sustenance, and only lawful, we try our best in a halal way, and to Allah we leave the rest. Don't forget we have a family at home. Don't forget that we have children at home. Don't forget that we have an amana at home, that Allah has placed squarely on our shoulders as men, as husbands, and as fathers. We are supposed to be like the sun, not the moon. That's for our wives. We must be like the sun. وَإِذْ قَالَ يُوسُفُ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, recalling the dream of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. And when Yusuf said to his father, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, oh my father, I'm seeing in a dream 11 stars. Who are they? His 11 brothers. Ribyun, Simeon, Naphtali, Zebulun, Asher, Asakir, Dan, Jad, Lawi, like Levi. You know the jeans, Levi? Lawi, Yehuda, where the word Jew comes from.
And Binyamin. Those were his 11 brothers. Was Shamsa wal Qamar.
And I saw the sun and the moon. Who's the sun? The sun is his father.
And who is the moon? The moon is his mother.
رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. I saw them prostrating themselves to me. Why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use the son as the similitude of the husband and the father? In our case, speaking about youth and the responsibility of having children, the father. And why the moon as the mother? Well, let's see the description of the sun versus the moon in the Quran.
هو الذي جعل الشمس ضياء والقمر نورا. It is He, Allah, who has made the sun as an illuminating light. والقمر نورا, and He has made the moon as a reflecting light. In the other verse, وجعل القمر فيهن نورا وجعل الشمس سراجا. He's made the moon in the firmament as a reflecting light, and He has made the sun as a lamp bearing light. So yes, alhamdulillah, we stood up this morning as husbands and as fathers, and we went and woke the children up, even though it's been storming for the last, I don't know, 4 or 5 days, and it's very cold. But we still woke them up because it's our responsibility. We must be like the sun that brings the light of the deen into the house. And in our absence, because we were like the sun, even though our wives have remained in our homes, if that is the case, if they've had to go out and work with the permission of their husbands in a safe environment for them, then of course that adds another variable to it. But still, the wife is the moon. After the sun has shone its light on the moon then reflects it onto the children in the absence of the father. When the sun has set, he's gone to work now. Okay, he woke them up in the morning. Why did he wake them up? Why was it his responsibility as a father to wake his children up? Because Brother Iyad says so? La wallah. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands it. So in the Holy Quran, وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلتَّقْوَى. There the rizq is there. You see, it's self-explanatory. Look at that. Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and tell your families to pray. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. Not wasbir. Waspir would be, you know, just be patient with them. No, not waspir. Wastabir. Ziyadatul mabna tadullu ala ziyadatul ma'na. The more letters there are in a word in Arabic, the greater the emphasis of the meaning of that word. So it doesn't just mean be patient. No, it means never give up. Not what daddy is called, no upstanding. No! You know, in the old days, okay, and I'm not encouraging these methods. Some of the stories I've heard, you know, how some children got buckets of water on them if they never stood up for Fajr in the morning. I'm not encouraging that. But, you know, we must also be patient. Okay, if it takes some children, it takes them a little bit longer to wake up than others. But they must wake up if they are duty-bound to pray. And in actual fact, when must our children start praying? Age of seven. Correct. Muru! Muru! I'm not speaking Afrikaans now, eh? Muru awladukum bis-salati wa hum sab'u sinin. Tell your children to pray and they are 7 years of age. Wadribuhum. I'll let you go look up that hadith at home, inshallah. Wadribuhum alayha wa hum abna'u 'ashr. It doesn't mean beat them. It doesn't mean beat them up. Okay, maybe you know, with a miswak. Come, you know. Stand up. And of course, when they reach the age of puberty, that's when they are duty bound. But as long as they are in our house, we are duty bound to wake them up. Wa'mur ahlaka bis-salah. Tell your children to pray. And not ahlak means your wife and your children. Your wife, and if you have, your children. Wa'mur ahlaka bis-salah. Wastabir alayha. Never give up. وَأْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. We don't ask you for sustenance. Understand now? Fahimtum? Do you understand? لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا. In other words, that's not your portfolio. Your portfolio is not to provide. For those of us who think we are providing for ourselves and our families, think again. We are deluded. All the portfolios belong to Allah, except for one. Allah brings up the sun. Allah brings up the moon. Allah causes the earth to orbit around the sun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the rain. He causes the crops to grow. He manages and controls and owns and rules everything in the heavens and on earth. To him belongs all the portfolios. You know, we have portfolios in the government. Minister of Agriculture, Minister of Sport. I'm Minister of Sport. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Minister of Finance, Minister of this, Minister of that. All different portfolios. To Allah belong all the portfolios, except for one. The one that He has chosen for us. And what portfolio is that? وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I've not created the jinn kind or mankind except for the purpose of worship. مَا أُرِيدُ مِنْهُمْ الرِّزْقِ. I don't want sustenance from them. وَمَا أُرِيدُ أَيُتَعِمُونَ. Nor do I want them to sustain. Now it sounds like a repetition, but it's actually not. I do not want sustenance from them. Could be on one particular day. Nor do I want them to sustain, because jumla fi'aliya tadullu ala tajdeed, a verbal sentence, indicates something which is being repeated continuously. Nor do I want you to sustain on any day. Ma uridu minhum min rizqin. I don't want them to sustain on one day. Nor do I want them to sustain on any day. To sustain who? Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying He doesn't want sustenance from us to Him? Of course not, because that's obvious. You know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, هو الذي يطعم ولا يطعم. Allah feeds and is not fed. Allah feeds and is not fed. Because He is as-samad. لا يفتقر إلى شيء وكل شيء يفتقر إليه. Allah is not in need of anything or anyone, and everything and everyone is in need of Allah. So what does it mean then? You know what it means? When Allah says, I do not want sustenance from them on one particular day, nor do I want them to sustain on any particular day, it means us. He doesn't want sustenance from us for ourselves, nor does He want us to sustain ourselves on any particular day for our entire existence on this dunya. Why? Why? Allah gives the answer, إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الرَّزَّاقُ ذُو الْقُوَّةِ الْمَتِينَ. Because Allah is the one and only sustainer with great might and power. What must we worry about? We must worry about worshipping Allah and making sure that our wives and our children are worshipping Allah with us. And tell your families to pray. And never give up in doing that. We don't ask you for sustenance. That's not your portfolio. That's not your worry. You just go out every day in search of your lawful sustenance. Allah will sustain you. وَمَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There's not a single creature walking on earth except that its provision is made by Allah. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوعَدُونَ. In the heavens is your sustenance and that which you've been promised. وَإِنْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا عِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُهُ. وَإِنْ مِنْ. This is إِنَّ النَّافِيَةِ, the إِنَّ of negation. وَمَا مِنْ. In other words, there isn't a single entity. In the macrocosm, in the microcosm, atomically or subatomically. Except that its sustenance is in the treasury of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not your portfolio. نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكُ. We shall sustain you. وَالْعَاقِبَةُ لِلْتَقْوَى. And the final, the ultimate success will be for the people of taqwa. Those who have shielded themselves from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm going to end this khutbah here, inshallah ta'ala. We'll continue next week. I think this is a topic we need to really... It's a gift. We'll make it a small gift or a big gift? A big gift for the youth and for us as parents. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make easy for us. Help us to pass this great test of raising the future of the ummah of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allah, 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 Allah,
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا رب يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا رب يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا رب يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا رب يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا وغمنا وارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تعجلن فليس الرزق بالعجل الرزق مكتوب في اللوح مع الأجل فلو صبرنا لكان الرزق يطلبنا ولكن خلق الإنسان من عجل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظمت جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سارة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم واعلموا أنما أموالكم وأولادكم فتنة وأن الله عنده أجر عظيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم سبعة يظلهم الله تحت ظلي يوم لا ظل إلا ظله الإمام العادل وشاب نشأ في عبادة الله تعالى ولكن كيف نقدم لهم هذه الفرصة شبابنا أولادنا كيف نقدم لهم هذه الفرصة أن يكونوا من هؤلاء السبعة يوم القيامة تحت ظل عرش الله تعالى فنحن علينا كآباء وكأمهات لابد أن نرشدهم في طاعة الله تعالى لابد خاصة كالآباء كآباء لابد أن نكون قدوة عملية لهم بإذن الله تعالى فنسأل الله تعالى كما أمرنا في كتابه أن نقول ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا
قرة أعين وجعلنا للمتقين إماما. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى والذنب لا ينسى والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافية الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد، كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأعلي بفضلك كلمة الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة، اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة وفي الضفة الغربية وفي الأرض المقدسة وفي بيت المقدس وفي المسجد الأقصى. اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا. اللهم عليكم بالصهاينة ومن والاهم فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم لا تحقق لهم غاية ولا ترفع لهم راية. اللهم انصرنا عليهم وحرر المسجد الأقصى من أيديهم، وارزقنا صلاة فيه وحر عزيز يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تلهكم أموالكم ولا أولادكم عن ذكر الله ومن يفعل ذلك فأولئك هم الخاسرون وأنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي أحدكم الموت فيقول رب لولا أخرتني إلى أجل قريب فأصدق وأكن من الصالحين ولن يؤخر الله نفسا إذا جاء أجلها والله خبير بما تعملون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
نستغفر الله نستغفر الله نستغفر الله. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا موتى المسلمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث من عذاب نستجير. أصلح لنا شؤوننا كلها ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا ولا إلى أحد من خلقك طرفة عين يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين.